Windows 8.1 coming to an end began warning the very few remaining users about January 2023, the update cutoff time.
Yeah, if you're still on Windows 8 or 8.1, you're about 4.3% of the Windows install base worldwide, which is not much at all, but it's all coming to an end, people. So you're going to start seeing notices on your computer that says January 10th, 2023, that's going to be the end of Windows 8. Windows 8 was a horrible operating system as well. You know, we've really got to say that Windows 7 was great, Windows 10 was great. We saw similar out of end of support messages for Windows 7 on there. So if you've still got Windows 8, don't ignore those messages. You can move to Windows 10. Go and see your local IT people. They will talk about upgrading your computer if it takes it to get to Windows 10. Remember, Windows 10 is available until October 2025 out there. So, yeah, Windows 8.1 coming to the end, but you can do something about it. Go and see your local IT people.
Okay, so you just make the move and update to Windows 10, and that will do you until October of 2025.
You're right. Yeah. Well, you don't need to get... It's good for the economy. We love people buying new computers. But you know what? A lot of people can't afford them at the moment, so you know, why not just press that update button?
Nice to know. Tell me about why changes to social media ads could force some influencers out.
I'm not a big fan of influencers at all. Are you, Lee?
No, not at all.
No, but there's a lot of people out there, so you know, social media influencers will advertise things like vitamins and all sorts of things out there. They have to actually remove all sponsored testimonials about everything from skincare, sunscreen and vitamins. Because, you know, that is to avoid enforcement action from the country's top medical authority. So new rules come in June 30th. They're long overdue. I've got to agree with the government about this because they could, you know, and they could reduce potential risk to, you know, to viewers and what they say on there as well.
So that's not long, Richard. That's this Thursday.
I know that. So the new Therapeutic Goods Administration, we've got all these wellness influencers about out and about there. But the whole point is, if they have received valuable consideration, such as payment of any kind, to market the goods, they cannot promote their own personal experience with the product. So they can have an ad up there, but they can't go along and say, because I use this vitamin out there, I'm suddenly a new person on there. Individuals who fail to comply with the new rules could be hit with infringement notices or face criminal prosecution and fines up to $888,000.
Wow. Yes. Be wary.
Yeah, be wary on there. And honestly, if you're taking medical advice from things like Instagram, you know, you need to have a good hard look at yourself. You really do.
You do. Absolutely. And just finishing off this week, we've got a little bit of a creepy one. New Amazon Alexa features the mimicking of dead loved ones' voices. Tell us a little bit more.
Dead loved ones are never really gone with Amazon around. They're just trapped inside Alexa, which is Amazon's voice assisted devices on there. So they've announced a new thing where if they have 1 minute of recording of somebody who's passed away, they were able to mimic that voice.
Oh.
And say it perfectly. So it's a bit of a worry for you and I being on radio, isn't it?
It sure is.
Got to say that, you know, our radio shows will never end, people, on there. So they showed a demonstration of a young boy lying on a couch and flipping through a book. He then says, Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz? And Alexa says, okay. And Grandma's voice starts coming out while the kid thumbs through the book. It's a bit creepy, Lee.
It is a bit creepy, but then again, I suppose some would say it's nice to have a bit of a remembrance of that person in your life. Yeah.
I know. So, you know, if Grandma's or Grandpa's not looking too good, get a minute of recording. Just put it to one side. You just might need it in the end. But don't know how I feel about that one at all, Lee.
Have a great week, Richard, and we'll talk some more again next Monday morning, a little after 7.
Look forward to it.